RSN Central's Form Express.
Thanks to Career One, it's time for the Form Express on this Thursday, the 26th of November. Two Victorian thoroughbred meetings, one this afternoon at Bendigo. Hear what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddy, and also his play of the day.
I think the best is clearly race 4, number 2, Nick Our Spur. The value will make race 7, number 8, Diaga, the value. Big odds. The quaddy, a wide quaddy, so just a flexi. First leg, 1, 2, 3, into 1, 3, 7, 8, into 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12, and come home with the top 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Play of the day, I'm going to race 4, Nick Our Spur's race. I'm taking a trifecta with Nick Our Spur and Peregrinus to run on Peregrinus to run a place. I'll go 2 to win, 8 second, then 3, 4, 7, 13, and just flip around the order. 2 to win, 3, 4, 7, 13 second, and 8 third.
All right then, so that's great to catch up there with Mark Hunter. Harry White's best bet, quaddy and play of the day. Let's hear what Harry had to say there for the Pakenham meeting tonight.
Look, the standout as far as best goes, I think race 6, number 4, Seafield Road at $5 is a great bet. Value, race 8, number 2, Bag Raider. Quaddy, first leg at 3, 5 and 7. Second leg numbers 3, 4, 6 and 11. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 5. And the last leg 1, 2, 6 and 7. And a play of the day, we'll kick off with a running double. Race 1, numbers 5 and 10 into race 2, numbers 9 and 10.
And let's hear what Philip Stokes had to say about Field of Roses that goes around in race number 7.
Yeah, no, it was a good win. He's still learning his craft, but I think he's a really nice horse. He's another one that I feel's done everything right, and hopefully, you know, it's always hard going from your maiden to the next step, but I'm sure he can run well.
And Brett Scott, geez, I love following his horses. He's having one hell of a run at the moment. Of course, he won the Ballarat Cup there on Saturday. He's got two strong chances at Pakenham tonight, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Brett.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Muleta is in good form. Can Muleta win again in race number 5 in that benchmark 64?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Look, our plans were to go to Sandown on Wednesday over 1,800, but he didn't actually gain a start in that field. So, here we are at Pakenham tonight. I think it maps well for him. I think Pakenham will be a good track for him. Yeah, he can. I'm not sure where he'll get to in the run, but it looks like there's good pace in the race. But I don't think that matters too much, just as long as he's relaxed in the run and he can, build momentum in the straight. That was a pretty good effort at Cranbourne, you know, because those real tight circuits, I think they're not really his go.
Yeah, and he's a former Queenslander. Has he surprised you since arriving in your barn? And how far do you think he can progress? Because he's run the other day at Cranbourne was a run of a really good horse.
Yeah, well, I suppose 1,800 metre maiden form from Queensland was, but here nor there. Wasn't really sure on his true ability, but he trialled up well going into his first run for us at Geelong, and I gave him a good place chance, and he ran accordingly, and then he's obviously come on from that run. I just thought, considering he gave him a good start at Cranbourne and did a few things wrong and still able to show a good turn of foot, there's plenty of upside for him as he steps out over a bit more distance too. So I did actually pay up with him in the Valley on Saturday as well, but he drew barrier 10 there, so obviously we're going to run tonight, but there's plenty of time for him to get to a Metro meeting, when he gets out to 2,000 and beyond.
Beautiful. So we can back him with some confidence tonight.
I think so, yeah. If he runs up to that Cranbourne run, and like I say, I think he'll only be better, with a bit more time, a bit longer straight to balance up and really hit the line.
What about Red Snap? Can Red Snap win race number 7 and... he was okay first up, he's second up today. He's around that $9.50 quote.
Yeah, look, he won his maiden at Geelong like a really handy horse. He went into Mooney Valley, a bit of the unknown, how he'd go around the Mooney Valley circuit over 1,200, and he was a bit up and about on the night, raced accordingly, just over-raced, Didn't really handle the turns too flash. But I thought he held his ground okay, you know, and they run quick time. They ran 110, so just a little bit outside his comfort zone. So second up tonight, same thing, Pakenham, big straight. I'd expect a fair bit of improvement. Well, I'd expect him to improve a fair bit from that Rooney Valley run anyway.
All right, then. So he set a big price then at $9.50 then each way for the punters. What's your best there, Brett?
Oh, I think Miller's the best. But the other races, Red Snap's race is pretty open. He's one of probably three of chances. So, but yeah, definitely put him in your multiple.
All right, then we'll have 100 on Mioletta after we won on Irish Flame there at Ballarat, and then we'll have whatever we win on Mioletta, we'll have something each way on Red Snap, and then we'll find you at Mornington and buy you a beer.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Brett.
There's
Brett Scott there. Shane Montgomery joins us to preview the meeting at Wyong in New South Wales. G'day, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
How do we back a winner there at Wyong?
Race 3, number 9, Shimani. Formed well above the expectations of the marketplace on debut at Kembla last start, and that was even after it struck trouble in transit. His race was 6 weeks ago, but he's trialled at home, that's at Rose Hill, since, Gareth, and he's clearly got scope to improve today. Shimami, race 3, number 9. I think hopefully the best bet can be in the next race, race 4, number 5, Stoltz. It resumed over this distance last start at Canberra. He was competing as a gelding for the first time, and he did all but win on the day. It was only his second start in a race. I think he's got scope to obviously make natural improvement here, and he's making a Wyong debut on a track that should suit. Race 4, number 5, Stoltz. And in the quadrilla, quaddy in the first leg, 1, 2, 5 and 12 in saddlecloth order. In the next leg, 3, 4, 6 and 8.
That's right.
The third leg, 3, 4, 8 and 13. And in the final leg, 2, 5, 7 and 9.
Great stuff, Shane. Good luck today.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks.
Racing at Narromine, also in New South Wales. Ian Humphreys joins us. Ian, good morning to you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. It's a tough day, so it's a Narromine. We'll make the best race 4, number 5, the lightly race, MGM. She has a very good record. She's drawn out, but she has plenty of pace. She'll be able to cross over and control the race. So we'll make her the best race 4, number 8. And back to race 3, number 9, Princess Factor. She's resuming, good enough on the boot. This is another strong race. I think she'd be hard to beat, race 3, number 9, Princess Factor. Well, the quaddy, need plenty today because it's a very tough quaddy at Narromine. In the first leg, we'll take numbers 2, 3, 4, 7 and 12. The second leg, 1, 2, 7, 8. Third leg, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8. And come home with 3, 9, 11 in the last.
Sensational. Good luck, Ian.
Thanks, mate.
Racing at Mackay in Queensland, here's our man Michael Charge, the King of the North. Hello, Chargy.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, I hope I'm the King of Mackay today because it looks a tricky program, but I've got one good thing. Race 5, horse 2, Volum.
Yep.
Pat Brennan teaming up with Nathan Day. A little bit short, but I just think he wins. He's placed so well today. He's got to carry the 61, but he's won a year. He'll race on speed, and he'll be very hard to beat. A value bet for you, Gareth, is race 8, horse number 2, Fine Elsewhere, resumes. He's shown plenty of ability, this horse, and there's enough speed in this race for him to really launch nice and fresh today first up. So race 8, horse 2, the value. So race 5, horse 2, the good thing. Race 8, horse 2, the value. And a quaddy. Looks a bit like this. First leg, race 5, 2 and 4. Race 6, second leg, 3, 1 and 2. Race 7, the third leg, 3, 1 and 4. And in the last leg, race 8. I'll put them all in. It's a bit of a tricky race. 2, 14, 6 and 8. Gareth?
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Chargy.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge there. They're racing at Balaclava in South Australia. Nadia Horn, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials and then a quaddy, please?
We can kick things off race 1 with number 7, Sostenido. This horse has been entered, accepted, scratch for a lot of meetings in the last couple of times it's been racing in South Australia, and he had to be taken with what this horse was able to do last time out when it was placed in a much tougher race at 58 grit level on Saturday in a distance race around the inner track. It was squeezed out of the vital stage. Arguably, it probably should nearly have won the race. Now, it went around at 100-1 on that occasion. It's back in grade, obviously, being Thursday in a race at Balaclava, but it did run very good closing sectionals going back two starts ago and then was just caught chasing over an unsuitable trip at its next run. So I feel that it's going to be pretty hard to beat today, race 1, number 7, Sostenindo. The next horse, I think, we've used this as a bit of an anchor for a couple of our all-ups. In race two, number nine, number Starry, is going to be odds on, but it looks like it's got far superior form to the rest of the field. So that's race two, number nine, the next special. And the other horse we like comes up in race seven. There looks to be a real distinct lack of pace in this race. And I think the 14 Zoom Forward will be able to do just that and go forward and find the top. It was encouraging performance first up from a break. There's been solid market support for it this morning, and it's going to start at around 6.50. So on an each-way basis, for me, that looks to be a pretty good over. So the three we like, race one, the seven, race two, the nine, race seven, the 14. And for the quaddie, we go one and two the first leg, two, five, six in the second, three, five and 14 in the third leg, and one, four, six and nine in the last leg.
Good on you. Thanks for that, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
The Western Whisperer today, Narrogin in New South Wales, in WA. Narromine, Narrogin today. And the Western Whisperer says, race two, horse four, Blue-Eyed Girl. Race two, number four, Blue-Eyed Girl. Now, at Kilmore this afternoon, Madam Annie, Robbie Orber, likes this particular mare on top and an each-way price, race eight, horse number nine. And his quaddie numbers will start off in race number five. We'll go his first four numbers there. So 8, 1, 2, and 6 in the first leg. 3, 4, 1, 2, second leg. 9, 11, 10, 5, third leg. And in the fourth leg, just have the numbers 9 and 11. 9 and 11. Robbie Orber's quaddy there. Harness racing tonight at Mildura. Luke Humphreys, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
All right, how do we back a winner there at Mildura, then a quaddy there, please?
Yes, we can do that. Look, I think we can get some winners early. Our best bet, the advice is get on now before the price gets shorter, because in race one, number one, Pray Tell, already $2.80 down to $2 on the tab fixed odds. So I think it'll win, and it's probably still a half decent price, to be honest. On its one and only trial it's had, it's a two-year-old and three-year-old race. This juvenile goes around in the night, drawn the pole, sprint trip. As I say, it's only had the one trial, but it caught the eye for mine. It was beaten about probably maybe 30, 40, mate, no more than 50 metres by the winner, which the winner was a horse called Idyllic, which you all know is a pretty good horse. And this horse hit the line pretty well against the bridle in the main body of the field and went to the line with plenty of running. So going out to Mildura on its debut, $2.80 into $2. So get on now before the price gets shorter. It'll win, I think, on its trial. Race one, number one, Pray Tell, definitely my best of the night. The other one is race eight, number six, I'm Sir Blake. It's obviously a very good quality horse, unbeaten in the Sunraysia, and will be able to win the fast class again on his last performance, race eight, number six. So best bet, race one, number one. Next best, race eight, number six. Both of them really should be winning. The value comes up in race two, number 33-1 chance. Number four out of control is always around the mark. Sprint trip, got a decent enough barrier draw, so if he can lob a handy spot, he'll run well at a good price, always over the odds, and he's the value, race two, number four out of control. As far as the quaddie goes, first leg, the fifth race, consider the likes of three, four, five, seven, eight and nine. In the second leg, the selection from the quaddie perspective, two, three, six and seven, and then one out the third leg and the fourth leg. Three, one out the third leg, the long odds on charts, and six, one out the fourth leg, another odds on favourite.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Gareth.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound form for the Metropolitan Festival of Greyhound Racing, culminating in the TAB Melbourne Cup final at Sandown Park this Friday night.
George Ferrugia, we've got a couple of meetings that we'll have a look at tonight. Shepparton and Warrnambool and the Greyhounds. You've got a couple of specials at each of those venues. Take it away, George.
Yeah, mate, we'll start that Shepparton, and I like two Greyhounds with the Kraken prefix in their names. Race three, number five, Kraken two, liked its run two starts ago at Shepparton. It was an eye-catching second when it was near the tail of the field early. Look, I know box five is a little bit sticky for a greyhound that doesn't begin all that cleanly, but I think she gets her opportunity to win today. Race three, number five, also won later in the program in race 12, number four, Kraken Jess. Gee, she's got some speed, this greyhound. She does get a little bit tired. She's been racing over the 450 metres of late at Shepparton, and she's back over the 385. I think she can lead and be hard to beat. She's got a solid record here, Gareth, too. She's placed in more than half of her 14 starts. Her PB is certainly comparable to the rest of the field, and I think she's a chance as well, race 12, number 4. over to Warrnambool tonight, mate. And there's two Astons that I like here. Race one, number five, Aston Shintaro, who was a good placing at Warrnambool last start. It's had six starts, Gareth, for 5 seconds. And most of those seconds, it's led and been very close to winning. Been beaten by less than a length in its last three. I think today's the day for Aston Shintaro. It should have enough speed to lead and be hard to beat, race one, number five. And one later in the program again, race 11, number three, Aston Minerva. Very well bred Fernando Ballard of Oakvale Destiny. He's had the six starts, won three and placed in another three. Some of its times have been outstanding, including a win at Ballarat last start in 22-15. I think it'll be hard to beat here for Ray Border. So race 11 at number three, and a little bit earlier, race one, number four, the Audible.
You're a good man, George.
Speak to you tomorrow, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there, and that is the wrap for RSN Central's Form Express on this Thursday, the 26th of November. I've had a few SMSs coming through, and it's fair enough, the criticism for me not asking David O'Pray about the galloper there that Mark Hunter made his best value. And, of course, it's trained by David O'Pray, and I forgot to ask him about his runners at Bendigo today. And that horse, which is in race seven, the benchmark 58, Diaga, is at $16. So I'll chase David up and ask him. And once I do that, I'll pass on that information. But I do apologise.